Kansas Information Network News, I'm Lisa Rotman. Deerfield was left in shambles by a fierce hailstorm. J.P. Bazette has more.
Over the weekend, a powerful storm in western Kansas unleashed tennis ball-sized hail, wreaking havoc in eastern Kearney County, especially in Deerfield. The hail, measuring about 2.5 inches in diameter, caused extensive damage, shattering windows and impacting school district vehicles and equipment. Consequently, classes had to be canceled. As a result, students in Deerfield didn't have school on Monday and Tuesday. The district is focused on ensuring the safety of both staff and students.
Emporia State University's new structure, underwritten by a $9 million earmark in the state budget, comes with a new marketing slogan. The university has expanded from 4 schools to 7 while adding an institute and honors college. The changes are branded under the marketing slogan, Together Forward. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by N Family Fire. Brady.
ValleyBet.com. ValleyBet.com.
Fall calving season is upon us, and Valley Vet Supply stands ready with the calving equipment you need. They have great prices on calf pullers. Be prepared with OB chains and accessories. You'll want a colostrum replacement product on hand, too. Valley Vet has Colostrix products to supplement or replace poor quality colostrum. The friendly staff at Valley Vet can help guide you in selecting ID tags for your specific livestock operation. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
Valley Vet Supply. Give them a try.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. The state of Kansas closed August with total tax collections at $640.1 million, which is $24.5 million below the estimate, with total tax collections down 1.9% from August of 2022. Individual income tax collections were $299.3 million, $25.7 million below the estimate and down 2.6% from last August. And corporate income tax collections were $25.1 million, 25.5% higher than the estimate and up 62.3% from August of 2022. Combined retail sales and compensating use tax receipts were $292.4 million, which is $5.6 million below the estimate and down $10.5 million from August of 2022. According to a media release from the Kansas Department of Emergency Management, Governor Kelly sent a letter to President Biden through the Federal Emergency Management Agency requesting a major federal disaster declaration for the state due to damages sustained in multiple Kansas counties by several rounds of severe weather. From June 27th through August 8th, Kansas was hit with multiple severe thunderstorms that included strong damaging winds, heavy rainfall, flooding, large hail, and tornadoes. And Governor Kelly said over that two-month period, many Kansas counties experienced some sort of severe weather. She said the damages inflicted by these storms have severely affected the safety and livelihoods of Kansans across the state, so she has ordered the Adjutant General to activate the disaster response and recovery portions of the Kansas Response Plan and to use all available resources of the state to cope with the disaster as necessary. the governor is seeking public assistance for counties to repair vital infrastructure, and they include locally Cheyenne, Graham, Norton, and Phillips. Governor Kelly said the total federal expenditure is expected to meet or exceed $18,687,000. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks is conducting a five-year review of the list of Kansas species that are endangered, threatened, or are a species in need of conservation. Endangered is the most imperiled category of the three, and species on the species in need of conservation list are deemed to require conservation measures to prevent them from becoming threatened or endangered. Any individual or group can petition the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks to propose an addition, deletion, or modification to the current list by providing pertinent scientific information required within the petition form, and a five-year review is required by the Kansas Non-Game and Endangered Species Conservation Act of 1975. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks relies on the Threatened and Endangered Species Task Committee to assist with the review process, and the task committee consists of 7 members representing various disciplines and includes staff from state and federal agencies and state universities. Petitions must be received by October 5, 2023 to be considered for the current 5-year review, and for more information, including a list of the current threatened and endangered species in Kansas, and to download a petition, you can visit ksoutdoors.com. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinics would like to wish our Blue Jays and Huskies the best of luck this school year. Remember to please wear your safety gear properly and stay plenty hydrated. Parents, we want to remind you that our medical clinic is here to keep your athletes healthy year-round. Our physical therapy department is also available to help students perform at their very best. Call the medical clinic at 785-877-3305 or physical therapy at 785-874-2222. Go fight, win, and make Norton County proud.
The Dane G. Hansen Foundation will make scholarships available in 4 categories to students in 26 Northwest Kansas counties for the 2023-2024 academic year. Students from an accredited high school, registered independent, private, or homeschool in one of the 26 counties are eligible to apply, and this includes Norton County. Scholarships available for students who will graduate in the current academic year are 7 Leaders of Tomorrow scholarships with annual stipends of $10,000 that are renewable for 3 additional years if criteria established by the scholarship committee are met. 35 Hansen Scholar scholarships with stipends of $6,500 renewable for 3 additional years if criteria established by the scholarship committee is met. 70 Hansen Student scholarships with stipends of $4,000 that's renewable for 1 additional year, providing the recipients have achieved at least a 3.0 grade point average at the college level, and 100 Hansen Career and Technical Education scholarships with stipends of $4,000 that are renewable for 1 additional year, providing the recipients have achieved at least a 3.0 grade point average at the college level. To qualify for the scholarships, a student must have taken the ACT test and have a composite score of 23 or higher and have at least a 3.5 grade point average unweighted. The student should be an active participant in extracurricular school and community activities and display good citizenship, leadership, and moral integrity. Students planning to enter the competition for Leaders of Tomorrow, Hansen Scholar, or Hansen Student Scholarships must register at their school and take the qualifying tests at locations to be announced, and information on all scholarships has been sent to qualifying area schools with the tentative test dates of September 13th and 14th. All students that are interested in the scholarship programs are encouraged to visit danehansenfoundation.org for more information. Farms, ranches, and businesses that produce, process, or package certified organic agricultural products may be reimbursed for eligible expenses, as the Kansas Department of Agriculture has funds available for certified organic operators through the National Organic Certification Cost Share Program. The U.S. Department of Agriculture Farm Service Agency awards the National Organic Certification Cost Share Program funds to eligible state agencies who work directly with organic operations to reimburse organic certification costs. And the Kansas Department of Agriculture can reimburse costs incurred from October 1st of 2022 through September 30th of 2023. Applications are now being accepted through November 1st, 2023, or until all the funds are expended, whichever comes first, and applications may be submitted either by mail or email. Northern Valley head volleyball coach Lacey Hansen reported that the Lady Huskies traveled to Waukene on Saturday to compete in the Trigo volleyball tournament, and the Huskies came out of the morning pool play 2-1, going on to compete in the championship semifinals, ending the tournament in fourth place. The Huskies started off the morning playing the Wallace County Wildcats, and the Huskies started off slow, losing the first set 18-25, but they came back strong, winning the next two sets 25-13 and 25-22. The Huskies played the Trigo Golden Eagles next, and unfortunately falling to them 23-25 and 12-25, and the Huskies finished pool play against the Oakley Plainsmen, winning 25-21 and 25-17. Bracket play began with the Lady Huskies playing the Russell Broncos, and the Huskies struggled in the first set to get into an offensive rhythm, losing 15-25. They came back stronger in the second set, but could not pull out the win, falling 20-25. They then finished the tournament facing the Stockton Tigers, and the Huskies lost the first set 17-25, but came back more intense in the second set, though they lost 25-27. Coach Hansen stated that they came into this tournament with a positive mindset, but struggled to play to their full potential and intensity. She said losses are hard, but they need to learn from them and allow them to help grow as a team. The Huskies traveled to Victoria today, September 13th, to face Golden Plains and Victoria in junior varsity and varsity games. A memorial service for Adelia Wilner, 95, will be held at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow, Thursday, September 14th, at the Plummer Gopper Funeral Home in Norton, and an interment will follow at the Mount Hope Cemetery in Almena. Memorial contributions may be made to the Adelia Wilner Memorial Fund to help with updating the directory at Mount Hope Cemetery and the purchasing of new wreaths for Memorial Day. They may be sent in care of Plummer Gopper Funeral Home in Norton, and condolences may be left for the family at plummergopper.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
The mission is clear. Accessibility. Veterans who have served and sacrificed deserve access to the veterans' benefits they've earned and meaningful employment. Join the fight with Paralyzed Veterans of America at pva.org.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Kyle Hill. The September World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates report reflects the challenging conditions growers face this season. Michael Clement shares more.
USDA lowered new crop yields for corn and soybeans in the latest World Agricultural Supply and Demand report. The average corn yield was revised down 1.3 bushels to 173.8 bushels per acre, and soybeans down 0.8 bushels to 50.1 bushels per acre. However, Farm Bureau economist Betty Resnick says that didn't lower corn production expectations.
The decrease in yields were expected due to hot and dry conditions throughout the Midwest, but because there was a really big jump in planted acres, that offset the decrease in yields, leading to a bigger estimated production for corn this year. Soybeans are expected to have a lower production as compared to the August report because of that decrease in yield.
Resnick explains how USDA used planted acres to find an increase in corn production.
A lot of that was driven by large increases in Nebraska, Kansas, Missouri, and Minnesota, in addition to other states. Some people were fearing that corn yield was going to be even lower. However, the September report is the first WASDE report of the year to incorporate objective yield estimates, and we're looking at a record number of corn ears per acre.
This September report also marks the 50th anniversary of WASDE reports, providing valuable information to agriculture.
The WASDE report was actually created after the Great Grain Robbery of 1972, with the first WASDE report coming out in September of 1973, where this Soviet Union was able to buy an immense amount of U.S. wheat at subsidized prices. We sold them that wheat not knowing that they had a massive crop shortfall at the time. So the WASDE report was created in response to that incident. WASDE puts everyone on equal footing and puts all of transparency into the market.
Michael Klimitz, Washington.
Thank you, Michael. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
At Emprise Bank, we're your partner in possible, and we believe that when we work together, your dreams are achievable. Which means today's feeding becomes tomorrow's breeding. First-generation farmers become multi-generational farmers, and the land you love becomes the legacy you leave. We provide flexible financing solutions to help your agribusiness grow. This is the power of possible. Visit EmpriseBank.com to learn more. Member FDIC.
You know, I grew up hearing that women are bad with money. But like many of you, I spent years paying bills, managing checking accounts, and taking care of my family. So, turns out, women are pretty good with money after all. And now, I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. It's never too late to start, and there's a great website to help you. Check out WeSaySaveIt.org and jumpstart your retirement savings on your budget and your timeline. That's WeSaySaveIt.org, brought to you by AARP and...
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Temperatures stay comfortable across Kansas through the upcoming weekend. Daytime high readings around the 80-degree mark in the eastern counties today. We'll stay in the 70s for the central and western counties. High pressure will stay put for a while. Some clouds and maybe a few showers for our southwestern counties with a lot of moist air moving into the desert southwest and also the Texas Panhandle. Other than that, we'll stay dry through the afternoon. Thursday and Friday, the rain chances increase a little bit across the rest of our state, and it looks like our western counties will get a welcome round of decent rainfall Thursday night into Friday. On the map, heading into the afternoon, high pressure is over the central plains. We also have some monsoon moisture moving into the southwest and the Texas and Oklahoma panhandles. Some of that may get into our southwestern counties today with a few showers or thunderstorms possible. Sunshine elsewhere, temperatures stay pretty comfortable. Another cold front is getting together in the northern Rockies. That'll be heading our way tomorrow and Friday. Looking at Thursday, a few showers and thunderstorms will be possible in the south central and southwestern counties early in the day. That cold front will move into eastern Colorado by tomorrow afternoon, triggering showers and thunderstorms in our western and possibly some of the central counties, but dry in the east. Then rain chances increase across western Kansas tomorrow night and Friday, with scattered showers and thunderstorms elsewhere. Slightly cooler over the upcoming weekend as high pressure moves in behind that cold front. This afternoon in our northwestern counties will be in the mid-70s with low 50s overnight, upper 70s to about 80 in the north central counties, and tonight we're in the mid-50s. Around 80 for the northeastern counties, and tonight low 50s, low 70s in the southwest, and low to mid 50s for the overnight hours. South central, mid to upper 70s today and mid to upper 50s overnight. Southeast, upper 70s for the afternoon, and tonight we're in the mid 50s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.